This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Toyota Stadium in Frisco. Getting ready at 2 o'clock. You can go to visit newtoyotastadium.com if you want to see more information about all the construction and all the renovations. They're pouring almost $200 million into just amping up the stadium.
It looks like the players are making their way down to practice today to get their training in. But I did have a question. It's going to keep the name Toyota Stadium, but will we be calling it New Toyota Stadium? Is that the plan? Or are we just going to be like, oh, yeah, this is New Toyota Stadium, and how long do you call it new? Like, shouldn't
That's
it just be
question.
York or Mexico at this point?
Okay.
Hampshire.
I did not know that's the direction that you were going to go. But
England.
That is a great question. And then tomorrow, actually, you know what? That's a stupid question. I don't know why I went along with that. That's a stupid question. Tomorrow will be at Globe Life Field in Arlington for opening day. If you want to come see us, we're going to have Michael Young, Ian Kinsler, Derek Holland's going to be doing the show with us. It is going to be a star-studded Rangers extravaganza.
You might get cussed at by MJF. That's a possibility.
Look, we're going to have MJF on tomorrow, it looks like, the wrestler from AEW. And from everything I understand, he does not break character.
Okay.
And so I'm very concerned about how this interview is going to go. Are you trying to wave at the players while they're
Ruben's
training?
Ruben's trying to point something out to me, and I don't know exactly what it is. Ruben, what are you trying to say right now?
The guy with the hair, is that the gentleman?
Oh, yeah, that's Kevin's friend.
Yeah, Kevin's friend.
Yeah, that's your friend down there, the one that you asked about Christmas. There he is. There's his hair. That's wonderful. I wonder if we can go say hi to him and apologize.
A lot of other stuff happened in that interview.
There were some really good questions.
I know none of that will ever matter, though.
Mm-mm.
Because I was like, hey, you're born on Christmas. That's crazy. What do you think about it?
Wild.
I don't celebrate Christmas. And it all fell apart from there.
One of those fellas, though, will be popping up here in just a little while to talk to us. So
yes,
that's exciting.
Absolutely. That is true. Now, in the meantime, we have other exciting things to talk about, because if you could give me cut number 10, I feel like it's about time to talk about those Dallas Stars.
And the Stars will go the other way. Robertson, Duchesne. Duchesne, Robertson, score! Jason Robertson, the end-to-end rush, and Dallas has doubled their lead.
So this is something Corey, that you brought up a few days ago that I thought was a really good question. And obviously the Stars on the road against Edmonton, they're on their kind of like Canadian slash West Coast road trip, because you've got Edmonton, Calgary, Seattle, and then Seattle again. So obviously a very, keep saying that word, a very key four game stretch. But the question that you presented, what is the most important thing for the Stars as the regular season wraps up and they prep for the playoffs? Since it was your excellent idea, I think it only makes sense that you would start.
You know, I did see NHL playoff tiers. So that was on the Athletic, and they said where each team sits and what's at stake down the stretch. And so they were kind of going through what each one of these teams kind of needs to do or needs to accomplish. And the first thing they said about the Stars was getting Mikko comfy.
Okay.
And I thought that was an interesting take on that, because Mikko Rantanen's comfort level, Miro's uncertain availability for the first round hangs over everything. But in the regular season, all that matters is home ice against Colorado. You and I have been discussing that for a while.
Yeah.
And making sure Rantanen is firing on all cylinders come playoff time. He's had a decent enough start, but he needs to be fully comfortable with his line mates, and that's Hintz and Jason Robertson, and his off-ice life if Dallas is going to live up to its full potential and win the Cup. These last few weeks should be all about putting Rantanen in a good headspace entering the postseason. Because, Kevin, what did we see with McDavid last year? Yes, Edmonton was good. But whenever it was time for him to take over, he did. And even whenever you go and look at what Nate MacKinnon was able to do with Colorado, I know the Stars beat him, but there were moments where you're like, holy crap, how are we going to stop that guy? And whenever you have an elite kind of player like that, what are you going to do? You know, are they going to be able to step up in that moment? This is a very talented Stars team. So I really liked hearing that and reading that. And so I was kind of like putting some thought into, you know, what I was feeling for this team. And I would say getting Miro back is one of them.
Okay.
I know that's, you know, we don't know exactly when that's going to be. We don't, like, have a complete clue, but that is definitely one of them. Better team defense.
Okay.
If this team plays better team defense, not individual defense, team defense. I know I got to cover because Ottinger is going to need this, you know, in this spot. I need all these things. And then win more puck battles. Win more puck battles for this team so that they can get more shots, more efficient shots.
Yeah.
If they can win more puck battles. Those are three things that I think are significantly important. And I think those are things that DeBoer is definitely driving home with this group right now.
Now, I'm with you on a lot of this, especially as it's becoming more and more apparent, like you referenced, with Minnesota having some struggles and Colorado looking like they're heating up, that C3 is going to be Colorado, and you have the inside track on C2, and so you would open up the playoffs against Colorado. Winnipeg's still an opportunity, but you're going to need a lot of things to go right for that to happen. So for me, and again, we were going to do this a couple of days ago, and so we saw instant results on what I wanted. Stop the leaky otter, all right? I understand that the defense can be better. I agree with that. For sure, I agree with that. And I think that's a strong argument you can make for many a very good Dallas Stars team over the years. But it's not all the defense. There have been good looks. I will argue for Ottinger, pretty run-of-the-mill looks that he has not been able to stop, and they have converted into goals. So to me, that part is what needs to happen. And guess what? Once we suggested that it go down, what happened in the very next one? Boom! Shutout.
Yes, that was a great way to do it.
Corey is also very excited because not only do we get to watch training here at Toyota Stadium, food has arrived.
FC Dallas.
And so I think he's very excited about that. But yeah, for me, when it comes to the Stars, it is...
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoring up Jake Ottinger, because like you said, and it's not just Ottinger, it is any goalie in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You're going to need a goalie that can steal you a game or a couple of games or a series along the way if you plan on hoisting the cup.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know what next level Ottinger has. Like, because we just haven't seen that version of it, right? Like, of, man, that's the best goal net minding I've ever seen. Not, I don't know if he has that.
Not this season, I don't think we have. I think you've seen glimpses of it in the playoffs or anytime he plays Minnesota.
But the calming factor, though, Kevin, with the defense is Miro. And it just, everybody on the ice knows what their job and their role is. And if they don't, he picks it up. You know, like, he's the one that picks up that, all right, that didn't happen, I got it. So for now, I would love for them to do it. But I do believe that Mikko part of it, getting him comfortable in this offense, getting him comfortable and getting those repetitions with that line is going to be very important down this stretch for them because, man, they're going to need that offensive production whenever all else fails. You have a special player that does something special.
Do you need me to give live scoring updates as Team White has gone up on Team Pink 1-0?
I'll tell you what, this is the most active like I've ever seen. These guys are going at it out here. Somebody just texted in and said they was really cool. They were driving behind the stadium for a drop-off, and they had to stop because the team was crossing the street from the practice field. They thought that was pretty cool to see them coming across over here.
Now, Alec, I would love for you to weigh in on this. Is there one bullet point in particular that you would like to see these Stars focus on heading into the playoffs?
For me, if they can stay healthy for one main reason, everyone's going to say that just be available and everything. But because you had a massive headliner move in the Mikko Rantanen trade, and there's been a lot of people that I've seen on the social medias that are like 50-50 on his impact so far. If you can just keep like your top few lines intact, keep everybody on the ice so we can get a little bit more chemistry built going into the postseason, that's what I would be happy with. I'm not disappointed with his impact or anything. I'm not in that group, but I would like to see what everything looks like when everybody's really comfortable and everybody's actually available. So staying healthy for the sake of building that chemistry going into a postseason run, I think would be great. I'm tired of seeing guys getting hit in the face with a puck and having absolutely horrible luck.
Man, no freaking kidding, dude.
It feels like it's happening every other game now that somebody's going down with a freak incident that, you know, it might not be big or anything, but you're like, ooh, you know, made me catch my breath a little bit there, made me pause and think that could have been really, really bad. So I just want everybody to be available so maybe we can see what we were kind of hoping for, and maybe some of those people that are doubting how powerful this Stars offense really is, maybe they can start to see the results that they were expecting, because I don't think it's going to happen overnight, and I think everybody needs to be available for that to happen.
And so here's my concern about that. I just don't think that's going to happen from a perspective of by the time the playoffs start, you're going to be, like, we'll say full strength or as full strength as possible, just because I am worried. I know Tyler Seguin's on the way back, but I believe DeBoer and Nil, when it feels like they're dropping hints for us about Miro and the first round of the playoffs. So what I am concerned about too is you're not going to get that full strength Dallas Stars team until at least the second round. But I do still like this Dallas Stars team.
You think you can win that first round without him?
I do. But
beyond that, you think he's kind of a necessity?
Well, I do, because, and here's the other thing. You asked the key question. Do I think they can win that first round series? Yes. Yes, I do. If they had Miro, would I feel very confident that they win? There's another goal for White. That's 2-0. They're putting it on him, even though that's the most dangerous lead in soccer. And so I would feel very confident about the Stars' ability to defeat Colorado with Miro in tow. And so I would go from think to confident.
Okay.
And so obviously that same logic is going to hold up whether you're, you know, if you play Winnipeg in the second round, if you play Vegas.
Lose a peg. Yeah, we got to start that now, Kevin.
In the second round, if you play Vegas in the conference finals. So, yes, I think you can win, but the closer they tell me that Miro is to coming back, I think that's a way bigger deal than Sagan coming back. And I don't feel like that's a particularly controversial statement.
From the 903, Jason Robertson, be Robo again, that we get a goal-scoring machine and become our McKinnon or our McDavid this playoff run. I'm not relying on Robertson for that. I am relying on Rantanen for that. But
interesting.
Robertson, Kevin, is he has lived up to what I wanted him a little more this year. Last year, you know, obviously there was some stuff earlier in the season, and I was like, come on, dude. And it looks like he's kind of found that groove again. But we've seen him in the playoffs. You're like, where did you go? And, when, you know, as things get tighter, he's kind of like, well, I just don't have that. I want to see a little more toughness out of him. I want to see him putting shoulders into people, clearing the space for himself.
And you think he can?
I don't know. We haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know about that.
It's more like it's more finesse. And, you know, I think it was robot, like a computer-minded kind of guy. And there's another element of hockey that gets more physical whenever the playoffs hit.
Man, I would really like to continue to see Bischel just chump folks out on ice.
That is becoming one of my favorite things to see because he doesn't care, and he knows he's bigger and stronger than most of the people on the ice.
Just about anybody that you're going to match up with. Now, is it concerning that every now and again he has as many hits as the rest of the Stars team combined? Yes. That is very concerning, but I don't think you're going to be able to change the overall physical mentality of this team at this point in the season.
And so. Probably not. And, you know, being fast, DeBoer likes that.
He does. He does. By the way, as we're talking about training, the goal on one of the sides is moved up to essentially the top of the 18-yard box.
That's for training, dude.
Yeah,
they're not trying to.
It is training, and people are going, man, they're going hard. But it is not the full field out here at Toyota Stadium.